Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Mind Aware, 760.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here. You're listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to make money by being happy and get paid for being you. Oh, yeah. I'm Dana Wild. I'm your host. And if you want to join the Brain Training Sandbox, then you can come and join and hang out with us for free. The best way to get started is to check out the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. You can get that at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A. So today we are going to talk about losing weight. What? What? Isn't this a business show? Why are we talking about losing weight? Well, I'll tell you, we had somebody write in and it's something we get it every so often. People asking about how do I use brain training for weight loss. And it's funny because every issue really applies to your business as well. Because when you're having a chronic mental state, a chronic dialogue about something, it doesn't matter what it is, if it's losing weight or finding love or parenting or whatever it might be. And so we had somebody write in about this and I thought, you know what? Let's do a show on it and let's talk about this because it really does pertain to every facet of life, including building our businesses. So it's a very long email, so I'm going to cut it short and I'm just going to read parts of it because it will otherwise take up the whole show. So here's what this person wrote. I would like to conquer my weight loss battle once and for all. Currently, it occupies a huge space in my emotional and mental state, affecting every facet of my daily life, home, relationships, and business. I'm desperately trying to free my mind from the ongoing WWF knockdown, drag out fighting, completely consuming me, all capitals. I don't just want to get my head back into a place of calm and patience and happy. All capitals again, can I get my brain to a place of breakthrough? On one hand, thanks to brain training, I was keeping my emotions upbeat and positive, knowing there are many daily signs flagging me that I'm making zero progress and that I must be kidding myself. And I wonder if I'm ever going to lose this weight. Not only have I not lost weight in months, it's devolved into a desperate, nonstop arguing in my head. Now it's a struggle to stay positive. Sadly, I keep getting snippy with those I love. Okay, more and more and more. I'm not even going to read all this because it's just too much. So I was trying a few mantras. I'm getting healthier and slimmer. I'm looking and feeling great. But my emotional state when I would try my clothes was saying, that ain't quite true, Missy. I haven't been sitting on the couch. I'm not doing crazy eating. I've been tweaking my food choices. And now I'm 65, and I'm certain that I have deep-seated weight loss challenges that stem from a hormone-based issue. And that's why I'm stuck like a cement truck. So I need to take a different tactic. Recently, I found an app that I like. It's emphasized on weight loss and positive mindset. So that's good, right? And more and more and more about how she's making zero progress. This is freaking me out. I'm getting depressed. I've been doing this for 1 week and I've made zero progress, which makes me sad. It's hard to hold on to optimism when you're desperate. And then the closing, this is the kicker that I know you're all going to love. She says, I don't think this is an unrealistic goal. We're really only talking about 10 pounds, not 100. So I've got to take a deep breath because I read probably a third of the email, and I left out a lot of the all capitalized parts. And just reading that, I can tell that it's shifted my emotional vibration from where I was when I came into the call. And this is what words do. This is what the thoughts in our head do. And I don't care if you're talking about weight or if you're talking about how your business isn't growing or whatever you're obsessing about. When you get on that roll, on that negative rant, and you're using words like desperate and never changing and really convincing yourself that you're stuck like a cement truck, it's of course you don't feel good. I don't feel good either reading that. Who does? Nobody feels good when you think those thoughts. You can't think those thoughts and feel good. And so when I get questions like this, these are the kind of questions that make me just want to jump through my microphone and grab you and give you a good shake and go, stop it. Stop doing that. Because here's the thing. I can tell you all sorts of ideas and sentences and mantras and all sorts of stuff, but it's not going to do any good if you aren't committed to thinking in your own head. And so I know you're using all these words like, yes, I'm committed, I'm desperate, I want this, I want this, I want this more than anything, but apparently you don't want it more than enough to stay positive for more than a week. So on one hand, we've got sentences that are saying, yes, I'm desperate, I'll do anything, I'll try anything. And on the other hand, I'm not asking you to do anything really that hard, except relax and believe and trust, right? That's really what this is about. Just relax. So this first part, this is your wake-up call. This is your wake-up call to say, only you can think in your head. Only you can think in your head. And if you're thinking a thought that doesn't feel good, then that's a clue. That's how you go, this is not the thought that's going to get me there. This doesn't feel good. Do I want to keep thinking this thought? And in your case, and I think this will really hopefully help you, is you might just want to start saying, am I just so sick of this story? Because it sounds to me like you are. Am I so sick of this? I am so sick of thinking these thoughts. I am boring myself to tears with this story. I am boring myself to tears with this idea and with this story. I'm so done. I am just going to drop it just for the sake of like not even thinking these thoughts anymore, right? I'm boring myself. You might just really have that kind of a release where you can just drop this. Just drop it. Just totally drop it and say, that's it. I'm sick of resisting. And you know, it's funny because most of us, when we have something we really want, you know, you're not alone in this. Like, I'm being hard on you because, like I say, I want to come through the microphone and just shake you. But you're not alone. Most of us have something that we want and we can get obsessed about it and we can over talk it and process it and want it and think about it. And, you know, just try to keep obsessing about it. So I get that. I totally get that. And we have this idea that I have to have this thing. And so after the wake-up call, the thing I want you to really kind of think about is, could you be happy if you never got that thing? Could you? Could you be happy if you didn't lose this 10 pounds? And it goes for everybody, whatever thing you want. You want the promotion in your business. You want the exact amount of income that you have as this idea that this is the amount of income that I have in order to be happy. And, or I just want it. But the real question is, can you be happy? Could you be happy? Can you find a way to be happy if you didn't get that? And I'm right here with you on that question. You know, there are things I want that I go, oh, dang it. But I really want that. And at the point you can actually honestly answer, you know what? Even if that never comes, I could be happy and I can start now. I can start being happy with that right now. That's the release that you can have that starts to speed up the process of getting this. because you have to find your entry point in this. You're the only one that can think in your head. So you have to find your entry point that works for you. And everybody has different ideas. And we have a countless number of success stories. And I'll give you a few of them here just to give you some ideas. But we have a countless number of success stories that work for losing weight or people who've lost weight using different mantras. And I will tell you some of them. But you have to find a way to be happy in spite of not getting what you want. And it's maddening, I know. It's maddening, I know. And it's obvious. Like, I can feel it in your email how upset you are. But the reality is, the thing that's keeping you where you are is what you've got in your email. Now, having said that, you're also having success. You're just not recognizing the successes you are having. When you are thinking positive, your brain found that app for you. And that app sounds like a match for the stuff that you're doing. So your brain is finding solutions for you. It's finding solutions and it's wanting to help you. And it just wants you to continue to stay positive for more than a week. If you don't get results in a week, stay with it and stay with the positive momentum. You know, remember, when you're thinking positive thoughts and you're shifting the way you think, it takes about 72 hours for the brain to start kicking in. So give it a little time to do that. And you will find your in and you will find your way. Some of the mantras that have worked for people in this sandbox, I know one woman who lost 65 pounds just by saying, the weight is dropping off of me. The weight is dropping off of me. Myself, I lost 15 pounds by saying that I am XX pounds. Just fill in the blank with the weight that I wanted to be. But I had no resistance around it. And so then what happened is, it feels like magic because you say the mantra and then it happens. But what happens is your brain finds solutions. And in my case at that time, my brain found a cleanse that worked for me and it found a method of exercise that I liked and all of it worked out. We have somebody right now, if you go to the Facebook group at danawild.com/Facebook group, there's a woman in there right now who was kind of stuck for a while too at a certain weight and wanted it for a long time. And she just found her mantras that worked and released and just let go of this. And then she found a method. And her method is that she eats celery for her snacks. So every time she gets hungry, she just eats celery. And now she's been dropping a pound consistently for quite some time now, many months. So everybody has their entry point and you've got to find yours. And so the way to start right now, this is your wake-up call, is to let go of that boring, tired story you've been telling. Just stop and start replacing it with a gentler, quieter story that just sounds like, you know what? I am sick of that story. And you know what? I am open to just finding a different way to talk about this. And it isn't that much weight. And the reality is, if I'm really honest with myself, if it didn't change, I'm not going to hold all of my happiness hostage to this thing. Like, when I say it, it sounds ridiculous to think that this one thing is holding my whole life hostage. Like, I don't even want to be that person. And so, of course, I'm going to let this go and I'm going to drop this because that's not who I am. I'm not all about that. I'm open to new things. I'm open to new thinking. I know who I want to be in the world. I want to be happy and I want to feel good. And I'll figure this out. But at least the thing I'm going to figure out to start out with is I'm going to figure out how to think happier thoughts and how to just relax about this and how not to be such a panic merchant about this and so dramatic. I'm just going to loosen up this dialogue a little bit and just start saying, like, you know what? My brain is finding solutions and I am coming up with some things. And the most important thing is I'm finding my way about feeling good. I'm finding my way of thinking thoughts that feel better. I'm finding my way of relaxing around this. And that's the number one most important thing, because I know it's all about how I think. That's why I get so mad about this. I know it's about how I think, and I'm getting better at that part. I'm getting better at that part. I'm starting to see I'm getting better at that part. You know how I know it? I actually went to the trouble of writing the show and sending a long email to get an answer to this. So that must be telling me that I'm on the way. Who does that? Who writes a long ranting email to Dana Wilde in the show so that she could give me a wake-up call and bust me on my stuff? I did that because I want to be busted. I want to relax around this. I want to feel better about it. And I don't want to be that crazy person who gives up their happiness. Like, what do I have that's more valuable than my happiness? And I'm going to give up my happiness for this little ridiculous thing of, I mean, it's crazy, right? I'm not that person. I'm not that person. I can see that I know who I want to be and I'm moving in that direction. I'm getting better at this all the time. And I like that. I love that this is my vehicle for becoming who I want to be. This is my vehicle for learning how to train my brain. This is my vehicle for learning how to relax. This is my vehicle for learning how to get really good at this. And now I can see it. I'm ready. This is just what I needed. And I'm totally ready. Right? That's the ticket. And I know you've got this. Like, think about it. You did write the show. Like, good for you. Good for you. You did that. Your brain found the app. Your brain sat down and said, I'm just going to fill this out and I'm going to write the show. So you're already doing it. You're already on your way. So just stay the course. Keep doing it. And don't think about all that other crap. That's just so, like, you're so done with that now. So the last thing I want to say, and this goes for everybody, no matter what the goal is, because it's not like I'm sitting around, I don't have things that I overthink. Oh, no, I don't know what you're talking about. So here's the final thought that we all can do together, and that is, let's remember to keep it fun, light, and easy. Fun, light, and easy. If you're thinking something or you're doing something that doesn't feel fun, light, and easy, just drop it and move on. Life's too short, right? We want to just have more fun, be more relaxed, make things easy. I feel really confident that you've totally got this.